Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And January is Cervical Health Awareness Month. And, you know, there have been some advances in the area of cervical cancer and cervical health, certainly. Kim Stebbings, U.S. President of DICIS Medical, joins us to talk about a new advancement in this area. How are you this morning, Kim?
I'm doing great, Twanda.
Great, great. So tell us about, first of all, about DICIS Medical.
Well, DICIS Medical is a company based out of the UK that has developed a new device that is called a cervical imaging system. And I think everybody's familiar with the pap smear, if you're a woman anyway,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So there have been a lot of changes in how screening is done. And recently, they decided that pap smears didn't need to be done every year for most women. So the recommendations are now to have a pap smear every 3 years, and in some cases an HPV test, which is the test that actually tests for the virus that causes cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. So with this more sensitive screening, the frequency could be reduced. So that's great news for women that have normal pap smear histories. If you've had abnormal smears or high-risk HPV, then you may have been you may have had to go through a procedure called colposcopy, and that's really where DICIS comes in. It's a colposcopy device that has imaging to help the doctor fine-tune their biopsy selection to ensure they catch the disease early.
And that's when you have an abnormal pap smear.
Absolutely. Or even a high-risk HPV test. Certain types of HPV are very cancer-causing. So in certain cases, they will do this procedure if you just have a high-risk HPV test or repeat, you know, low-grade paps that just are concerning. So the good news is cervical cancer takes a while to develop, but the best way to prevent it is to have your screens when your doctor tells you to. And for some women, that is annually still.
So Kim, tell us about the normal, the regular colposcopy that I know I've gone through it.
So you've gone through it.
I have.
You know that basically it's done using a solution of vinegar water, and they basically swab it on your cervix. And then they look through a pair of binoculars that have a light on them. And so it's pretty primitive, and it's really dependent on the doctor's skills and how they've been trained. But, you know, they just look to see what areas get the whitest. White areas indicate there may be abnormal cells present, and so that's where they would take their biopsy. So the challenge is if the areas are very small, sometimes they're hard to see, or sometimes the whole cervix turns white. So what do you biopsy?
It's
really tricky to get the worst area.
So
that's the way it's been done, and generally they do a hand drawing of what they see, and that's what goes in your medical record. So it's literally, you know, some scribbles on a piece of paper. So it's pretty archaic the way it's done today, but there hasn't been anything to really improve it. Some doctors do take pictures, but you know, it's just basically a digital camera sitting on that pair of binoculars. So there hasn't been something to actually improve it. So what DICIS does is it actually measures those changes that occur during what's called the acetyl whitening process. So as the cervix changes color and turns white, it actually measures it over time and creates a color-coded map that looks just like a weather map.
Wow.
So the red, yellow, and white areas are the hot spots. So it makes the doctor look a little more closely at those areas to be sure they're not missing something significant.
Yeah, because when you talk about, you know, looking, they're looking for precancerous cells or cancerous cells at that point.
Yeah, I mean, the main reason they do the procedure is to rule out cancer first, and then secondly, to determine is there something that is advanced enough that they should treat it. It's kind of like doing, you know, mammography over time. They look at changes that occur to see if something's changing or getting bigger. This device does the same thing. It actually allows the doctor to compare over time. So if you've had repeat abnormal paps, you can actually see if there, if the lesions are getting larger or if they go away. In some cases, because this is caused by a virus, the body actually heals itself. So it may not need to be treated. And DISIS is one advance that allows the doctor to monitor women conservatively if they haven't had their families yet. Unfortunately, treatment for cervical cancer can cause infertility. It can cause, you know, preterm babies. So in some cases, doctors don't like to treat women if they have more of a moderate grade lesion, because it often 50 to 60% of the time they go away.
Wow. Wow. And like you said, it develops over a short period of time. I mean, a longer period of time. So talk about this weather map.
What
we're looking at, and what, because the good thing about DISIS is that I know for me, you know, you couldn't see what was going on. But with this system, the patient can see what the doctor is saying, right?
Exactly. So we actually have a number of units in the Atlanta area, including at Emory now. So the patient can watch, the doctor watches with the patient, so they can actually point out what they are seeing. The residents at Emory can watch as well, so they're learning what the doctor is seeing. So it's a wonderful educational tool for the patient and for our future doctors. But it's also recording everything. So the beauty of that is, at any point in the future, say the biopsy comes back and it's not what the doctor thought, they can go back and review that exam, and they can see, you know, did I miss something? They can even magnify it. They can actually look more closely when the patient's not even there. So it's recording everything. It even can record the biopsy procedure. So it just helps the doctor have information at their fingertips that they've never had before.
That is wonderful. Next generation colposcopy, for sure. So how far have you gone in the United States? And I'm sure overseas you're there as well.
Yeah, we actually started in Europe, and in the UK, this is now the standard of care. It's actually in the guidelines. We've only been in the U.S. about a year and a half, so we're not quite there yet, but we're getting we're in about 60 cities across the country now. And Atlanta is one of those cities. So you are all lucky. If you go on our website at DISISmedical.com, there is a patient area with a listing of sites by state. So you can find the nearest site to you. And, you know, again, the best way to prevent cervical cancer is to get your screening based on what your doctor tells you to do, because you may be in a higher risk group and you do need to have it more often, but at least every 3 years. And then, you know, when you do have an abnormal pap, and hopefully you won't, but if you do, go get the best possible colposcopy.
Exactly.
To ensure that, you know, there isn't something more serious there that has been missed. So it's an exciting time. We are actually starting now to be presented at medical meetings, and we're doing a very large study, and some of our study sites are actually in Atlanta, where we're really trying to prove in a U.S. population how valuable this is for physicians and patients.
Okay. DISIS is D-Y-S-I-S, DISIS Medical. Did you say .com?
That's right.
DISISmedical.com, D-Y-S-I-S. Go there and see where that is located here in the city. You said Emory, but see, you know, if it's located someplace else or someplace near you, that would be very beneficial. Because when you talk about, Kim, at risk, is that somebody with family history or what else? What else is at
the
risk?
The things that put you at risk are smoking, because it decreases your immune system. Family history, certainly. If you have a family history of women's cancers, that definitely puts you at risk. Having the HPV virus, which, by the way, most of us have, if we've ever, you know, had a relationship, many, many people have HPV. So the problem is, if it's persistent, if your body fights it off, then it's usually fine. But if it's persistently showing up and it's a very high-grade type, then that is a risk factor that's important. HIV is a risk factor because you're immunocompromised. So anytime you're immunocompromised, your body is not going to be able to fight that virus as well.
Okay.
So those are some of the risk factors. But, you know, again, this is the most preventable women's cancer out there. It's something we can see, something we can test for. There are very sensitive screening tests. So just don't miss your screens.
All right.
That's the best advice I can give women. And then just go for your colposcopy if it's positive. Don't miss that exam.
Very important. DYSISmedical.com is the website. And Kim Stebbings is the U.S. president of DYSIS Medical. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Twanda.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. You know, with revised guidelines surrounding some of the most important health screenings for women, the annual gynecological exam has changed. It can be challenging to cut through the tangle of tests that women need and when, but joining us now to help create a roadmap to follow, especially this month during Cervical Health Awareness Month, is Nurse Barbara Dean, a well-known women's health nurse practitioner. Good morning, Nurse Barb.
Good morning, Twanda. It's great to be with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I noticed that as well. I went to my doctor and I said, okay, it's time for my PAP. And she was like, you don't have to have that anymore. I was like, really?
You know, you're like a lot of my patients. So most women expect to have a PAP smear every single year. Mm-hmm. And many, like you, are surprised to learn you may not need a pap smear every year. And another big change is that for women over 30, it's now recommended that they have a pap test plus HPV test together.
Wow.
To help detect cervical cancer, because early detection helps
mm-hmm.
save lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, her thing was, well, you had a hysterectomy, so you don't need that anymore.
Well, for women who've had a hysterectomy, it's not recommended that they have pap smears. But for all other women, it's recommended that they start pap smears at age 21,
okay,
and then a pap alone every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then for women over 30, it's the pap test plus HPV test in combination.
Of course, now, not for the women who have histories of cervical or some kind of cancer in their reproductive systems, right?
You're so right, Twanda. So women who've had a history of cervical cancer or who have been treated for precancer, they want to talk to their healthcare provider about the appropriate follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that really speaks to a lot of things. Every woman is different, and these are guidelines in general for screening. But if a woman's been treated, she'll need to have specific follow-up and talk to her healthcare provider about exactly what that is.
Nurse Barb, HPV, fairly new. They've been talking about it for a while, the vaccinations, that kind of thing. Talk about what that is and what it means to women.
Well, HPV stands for human papillomavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that virtually all cases of cervical cancer are linked to HPV. But what I want to reassure women about is that even though most of us will be exposed to HPV at some point in our lives, the good news is that most of us will clear the HPV virus all on our own
mm-hmm.
without any treatment. So while HPV is very, very common, very little of it leads to cervical cancer, which is why the guidelines have changed
mm-hmm.
and why we're also including the HPV test with the pap test to see which women have persistent virus.
Wow. My husband's daughter, 12 years old, and the pediatrician was talking about the HPV vaccine.
Yes, so pediatricians and healthcare providers are talking about prevention. And I want to tell everyone, no matter what your circumstances are, the guidelines are the same. So pap testing is the same, no matter what you decide to do about vaccinations. So start pap smears at age 21,
mm-hmm.
and then regularly, you want to check in with your healthcare provider about what the guidelines and recommendations are. You know, you can also go to papplushpv.com if you have any questions about the guidelines or how often you need to be screened.
So regardless of all of that, I mean, you know, we're talking about PAP and cervical care, that kind of thing. do we as women need to see our healthcare providers on an annual basis, or, you know, just for other things or regular well checkups? What's the thing on that?
Well, the thinking is absolutely we need to be seen by our healthcare providers every year, because, Twanda, you know that health is head to toe and everything in between.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's so many issues that come up for women, including all cancer screenings and cervical cancer screenings, but other health screenings. And when you go to see your healthcare provider every year, you can start a dialogue with them so that they know what's important to you and they can address your health issues and health concerns.
You know, what's interesting about that is still in this day and time, some women are a little embarrassed about talking about some of those things.
They are. So I encourage women to do three things. Number one, do a little research ahead of time and make a list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
That way you won't sort of be a deer in the headlights when you get to see your healthcare provider and forget what you wanted to talk about. So do bring a list and ask your healthcare provider, well, what kind of screening test do I need for my overall health, and what do I need for cervical health screening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And finally, ask about whether the Pap test plus HPV test together is appropriate for you.
Right, right, because it may not be. Let's go back for a minute. Cervical cancer, are there any symptoms for that, or is that something that you're not going to know until you get it checked and the tests come back?
I'm so glad you asked that. Unfortunately, there are no symptoms of cervical cancer,
mm-hmm.
and that's why the Pap smear was developed many years ago. But as our understanding of cervical cancer has evolved, we've learned that virtually all cases of cervical cancer are caused by HPV. So as we've understood more about cervical cancer, we've changed guidelines and we've changed testing. So now testing has evolved to include both Pap tests and HPV for women over 30.
That is so unfortunate that there are no symptoms, you know, just not even warning signs or anything.
That's right. My mom had cervical cancer, and the only way it was detected was through a Pap test.
Mm.
And as a nurse practitioner, I can tell you, there are no symptoms. And the only way we know is through the Pap test. And now we're adding to that the HPV test, because research has shown that when we do both together, mm-hmm. we can detect more cancer and precancer than either test alone.
Precancerous cells, and I've heard people say, I have precancerous cells in my uterus or in my cervix. What does that mean?
Well, there's many different grades of precancer, and I want to reassure women, if you've heard that, the vast majority of that will not progress to cervical cancer, but what is important for women to remember is if you've been told that you have a precancerous lesion, it's important to go back for regular follow-up. Don't be afraid,
mm-hmm.
because most of the time these can easily be treated without any major surgery. So don't delay. If you haven't had an annual physical in over a year, call and make your appointment,
wow.
because it could save your life.
Absolutely.
And if you've been told that you have a precancerous lesion, don't delay. Do go back for your regular follow-up.
Yeah, very important. Too important for us. And Nurse Barb, where can women go to find out more important cancer screenings that they need, more information about taking care of themselves?
Well, for more information, women can go to papplushpv.com, and that's all spelled out, P-L-U-S, papplushpv.com.
All right. Nurse Barb joining us this morning. It is Cervical Health Awareness Month. Thank you so much for joining us.
Twanda, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.